This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 28th. Today's Bible verse is the same verse that we were discussing for the last several days. Romans 8:30, it says, "Those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. Romans 8:30, which we discussed for many days now, ends marvelously with the assurance of the glorification of all whom God predestined, chosen before the creation of the world, called in time, and justified. You see, God's plan of salvation beautifully concludes with future glorification. The covenant established in the eternity past ends in the eternity future. You do not want to miss this one important point, and that is this. The terms glorified, along with others in our words, predestined, called, and justified, all those words are used in past tense, in aorist past tense in the Greek language. It is a completed task and nothing more to do with it. As we discussed, God, who is not limited by time, already finished his salvific work and guaranteed it. Another Bible passage where all of the above concepts are revealed is 2 Thessalonians 2, 13-14. It says, "Brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation," that is predestination, "through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth," and that is justification. "It was for this he called you through our gospel," that's calling, "that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, glorification." In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11, Paul wrote, "This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which God carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord," end of quote. In essence, it means God's salvation plan aroused from his manifold wisdom, Ephesians 3:10, an eternal purpose in the eternity past, God carried out in time in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 says, "The God of peace brought our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep," referring to Jesus, "and thereby ratified an eternal covenant with his blood," with the blood of Christ. It means God ratified the eternal covenant of our redemption by raising Jesus from the dead after the crucifixion. Ratified means signed, sealed, made the contract agreement formal, and made it official, not prone to change. No wonder Romans chapter 3 verse 25 said, "God displayed Jesus publicly as a propitiation or satisfaction in his blood through our faith in him." When it comes to glorification, there are numerous passages in the Bible that talks about it. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 4 says this about believers in Jesus Christ. It says, "Since you have been raised up with Christ, you keep seeking the things above, where now Christ is seated at the right hand of God. It again exhorts us to set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth." It says why we should see things above. One reason is this. As Ephesians 2:6 informs us, God raised believers in Christ when they were dead in their trespasses and sins, and he made us alive with Jesus Christ, and already seated us with him, with Christ, in the heavenly places. It is a confirmed and assured action God had already done for a believer in Christ. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. That is Colossians 3:4. You see, at the time of the rapture, believers' bodies that are buried in this ground, or wherever the body gone, the body of our humble state due to its lowly, humble nature, those will be transformed into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even subject all things to himself. End of quote. Philippians 3:21. In short, Jesus will change our lowly and humble bodies and make them like his own glorious body. An important aspect of our future glory is the transformation of our bodies to look like the glorious resurrected body of Jesus Christ. Verse 20 of Philippians says, "Christ's believer's citizenship is in heaven, all the citizenship papers are approved, signed, and ratified by the shed blood of Jesus on the cross for those who would call upon His name for salvation and eternal life. Heavenly citizenship is awarded to all Christ believers. And now we will discuss other aspects of the future glory in our next session tomorrow. Beloved, may I ask you this question? Listen, are you sure you have received the citizenship of heaven? Are you sure you will be in heaven with Him when you close your eyes here on this earth? You see, God made salvation so easy for anybody to get it. You can be assured of His salvation and eternal life in heaven by accepting the fact that you are a sinner and inviting Jesus into your life today with a small prayer with me now. Would you come? Would you accept Jesus? Would you come and receive the salvation and eternal life? Would you pray after me? Father in heaven, I need your forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. I believe, as the Bible says, salvation and eternal life are in your Son, Jesus Christ. And those who have Jesus have eternal life. I believe it. I am a sinner. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Please save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.